Hi Biggies, well done to all of you who continue to work hard. I just posted a selection of screenshots to the blog for the week beginning 1st of June. You can have a look at that, but you should visit your classmates' blogs to see what everybody else is up to. I think you'll be surprised. This week will be a little different as I'll be in school from Tuesday starting to get the classroom tidied up for next section. As you can imagine, this might be a bit of a struggle for me and my tidiness issues. I will have a meeting at 2pm on Monday and open the Minecraft server up at 1pm too. But I'm not sure how it's going to go for the rest of the week. I will let you know in Teams, and I will of course be available by email or in Teams if you need some help with anything or just want a wee chat. So, task for this week. In literacy, I'd really like you to continue to reading books, and I would really hope you are reading a book every day of some sort, or reading something every day. While you're doing that, you could do the explore a word task. You could also improve your reading by doing some read theory quizzes. Some of you have been doing quite a few, others not so much, and there's the week's spelling has been posted as well. You know, if you need a book to read, you can use the Oxford Owl ebook library. Reading yellow and green, blue groups rather, I would like you to do some more work on a fiction book. It would be the same one as you did last week or a new one, and there's three different tasks to think about and they're written up in the blog. For the red and green group, I have uploaded a set of worksheets. There's quite a lot in it, so make sure you have a wee read through it early on in the week so that you can plan out how you're going to tackle that. Remember, North Lanarkshire Learning Hub are having literacy challenges. I've linked to those and you could give them a go. This week for writing, I'd like you to try one of the writing tasks you've not tried before that we've already had. So I've collected them all together on the Lockdown Writing Ideas page, and I've linked to that on this blog post. For maths, it'd be great if we could all make a bit of an effort on Some Dog this week. The competition's on. I've changed the chili challenges to multiplication to go on with what we talked about. So have a wee shot at that. Keep practicing your tables and your four operations. Generally in maths, we're looking at expressions and equations this week. So there's some worksheets for the octagons, hexagons, pentagons, squares and triangles on these things. And I'll have a wee word with you at least on Monday in the Teams meeting. Health and well-being, we'll do the... There's a series of choices, a nice grid from North Lanarkshire Council that I've put up. Have a look at those, see if you can do one or two of those. We're going on with the NHS topic in IDL. I've seen some work from some people. Some people seem to be making good progress. If you've not had a look at it, now might be time. Art. And I've just put in again, there's still lots of art ideas and I've linked to them and organised them that have not been tried. So why not have a look and try some out? And certainly with art, you could quite easily do the same one again in a different style. A lot of you have got great skills in drawing or doing digital art. And this is a great opportunity to spend some time doing that. Okay, I will try and post into Teams a picture of our classroom as it's looking and maybe getting slightly tidier over the week. I'm interested to see what the playground's looking like. I don't know if they've been cutting the grass or how our wee trees are getting on. So I'm quite looking forward to having a look around when I go into school on Tuesday. I hope to see you all on the Teams meeting on Monday and any other meetings we are having. Cheers.